Brilliance Audio presents The Last One Home by Victoria Helen Stone, performed by Ariel Delisle and Vanessa Johansson. Chapter 1. Lauren. The heat of this place grew serial killers. Not that everyone born here became a murderer, but the Sacramento area had more than its fair share. Lauren Abrams had been raised with that truth, always aware of her own faint brush with darkness and destruction. Something dangerous vibrated in the air of this place, though most people never registered the thrum of it. When outsiders set foot here, the thing they noticed was the heat. Something about it haunted them until it was all they could mention when Lauren said she was from Sacramento. What a hellhole. It's so hot. Who could live there? And why? It was hardly the hottest place in California. So maybe it was that low register of danger they felt. Lauren had felt it the first time she'd come, but she'd been primed for it, warned about what would happen if she ever returned to this place. She'd ignored the predictions, and she'd returned, terrifyingly untethered from the first decade of her life. She'd learned herself here. She'd let this place mold her into the person she was today, and she could feel the city sink into her as she drove through the flat river plain of the town toward the hills beyond. When she spotted the exit that would take her to the hospital where her grandmother lay, guilt tugged at her. She desperately wanted to veer to the right and race toward the big gray building, but the visit could wait 1 hour. The stroke had happened 2 days earlier, and Grandma's doctor said she was improving and even recovering well from the concussion she'd sustained when she'd fallen. If Lauren barged in wearing rumpled clothes dusted with the snacks she'd munched on during her drive from L.A., her grandma might have another stroke. Elizabeth Abrams had always held a firm belief in putting your best foot forward. She'd worn ranch clothes while working outside, but she'd never, ever worn them around the house. Right now, Grandma was stable, and there was no danger in waiting a few more moments. She was on the mend, so Lauren was there to help with the mending. Her grandmother's, but maybe her own, too. This move wasn't permanent, but she'd still packed up nearly her entire life when she'd left Bastion's condo that morning. She'd have to find her own place when she returned. But she didn't need to think about that yet. For now, she would watch over her grandma's home and get it cleaned and ready before her release from rehab, and that was more than enough to worry about.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?